Now, sort of the flip side of increasing the dose is to decrease the level of estrogens, the competitor, so to speak. And one of the strategies that's being looked at in several trials that we don't have any data from is combining an AI with fulvestrant. Can you talk a little bit more about the rationale for that and what you think that approach is going to show?
Actually, Angela Brody has done a lot of experimental data and a lot of preclinical work. In the preclinical data, actually, tamoxifen and AIs did not show any synergy, whereas aromatase inhibitors, when they are combined with fulvestrant, there is a substantial prolonged suppression of the aromatase-expressing cell lines in experimental models. So I think that is one of the important questions, and it is a very important preclinical lead. There is at least one or two trials which are ongoing right now, which will answer some of these questions, and those studies are ongoing in Europe and some other parts of the world.
Well, also, I think, is it SWOG? I think there's a U.S. trial.
There is
also
one SWOG study is ongoing, too.
Are there any situations where you might use that strategy off-study?
My feeling is that I would not use it, the reason being that in endocrine therapy, 1+1 has remained 1, and that this one, there is quite compelling preclinical data, and we have to wait until we have the data which would suggest that there is some synergy or either higher response rate or longer control of the disease before I would use that approach.